Okay, all right. I'm sorry, I jumped ahead.
No,
or jumped behind. I jumped somewhere. T-Mike, jump in.
Let's jump back. All right, so this will be our first fictional classical music composer that we have featured on the show. PDQ Bach is a parody of, obviously, Johann Sebastian Bach and a lot of other composers. He is the brainchild of real composer and musician Peter Schickele. And Peter Schickele passed away.
Is it Schickele or Schickele?
Schickele, you're right. Sorry, Schickele.
Okay.
Schickele passed away 1 year ago on January 16th, 2024, at the ripe old age of 88. So on the 1 year anniversary of his death, I wanted to do this show in his honor. The reason I'm really psyched to do this show is because this one is personal to me. It's kind of like the Ruddle Show, where I was a huge fan. I was actually got into PDQ Bach in high school. I found his biography that Schickele wrote for PDQ in college. I grew into a bigger fan. And I grew up with a lot of classical music playing around me.
Classical musical.
Classical, yes, no. Classical musicals and classical music, two different things. It's kind of like how, you know, long hair music used to mean, like in the 40s, it meant like classical music,
right, yeah.
And then it meant hippie music in the 60s. So we had classical music playing all around in the house, in the background, and on car trips, where it was even on 8-track, God help me.
Wow.
That's how old I am. So I really like classical music.
So you remember in your classical music, mm-hmm. like the big cha-chunk
in
the middle of each song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, nothing quite, you know, to ruin the moment. Like a good old 8-track ka-chunk.
I don't remember this music going together. There's usually a pause and a ka-chunk, and then it pauses again, and it goes.
We had a 8-track of the soundtrack to 2001, and I remember there was that scene where there's the Lux Eterna, I believe it's called, and it's like this all vocals thing, and in the middle of it, it's like, building, and then ka-chunk. Oh, my God. Takes you completely out of the moment. Yeah.
So it's great that 8-tracks got replaced.
Oh, yes. Bye-bye. Nobody misses you much. Yeah. So I already like classical music. I loved parody music. I was a huge Weird Al fan. And so parody classical music? Oh, man. Sign me up.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to explain this well to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to try to not turn this into another Ruddle situation and bash your childhood heroes. I mean, I can do it, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
I just don't have a lot of knowledge about PDQ Bach.
Yeah, okay, so don't want to, or you just don't have the knowledge to really put me down on
I can belittle it just without knowledge.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
I just don't want to do it, but you know, I don't know any knowledge about PDQ Bach.
Sure.
I'm not sure I see what's hilarious about the music.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why he is so influential to get a whole episode, considering that the author of the Rocklopedia Fake Bandica didn't even put him in as PDQ Bach or Bach, PDQ.
No, he's in the book. He's in the book, page 76. Look, what are you talking about? Go to the book, page 76.
Page 76.
He's on page, I mean, what are you being ridiculous?
He's a sidebar.